Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via our new toll-free number. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. You get to control the content of the site, so you find something online you think's interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, share it with us. You submitted a show prep to the website, and at that point, others can vote on whether or not they like or dislike. You get to vote on things as well, but people vote, and the most voted up items will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So more people are likely to see it. We're more likely to talk about it. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Let's talk about the wisdom of crowds. Of course, I'm kidding. They don't really have wisdom. Crowds historically have been less than intelligent.
Swarm behavior.
Yeah, it's a mob mentality, mob rule, groupthink, etc. It's really bad. And if you want an example of how bad, just how bad, look over to London, where violence, according to the AFP, is escalating. Across London yesterday, or I guess today, excuse me, same Tuesday, so it's being written in the early morning hours over there. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time right now, so over in London, I think it's, what, 1 a.m., something like that. I think it's 5 hours off right now.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Riot police fighting thousands of youths, torching properties, and looting shops as Prime Minister David Cameron headed back from his Tuscany holiday to face the mounting crisis. In some of the worst rioting in the capital in years, buildings were in flames in Croydon, Peckham, and Lewisham, and south of the city, while gangs of looters roamed the streets of Hackney in the east, Clapham in the south, Camden in the north, and Ealing in the west. This is huge.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is chaos. Hundreds of riot police poured into Hackney to try to contain the violence in a district just a few miles from where the Olympics will take place in a year's time. As darkness fell, police wielding batons pushed the youths back while local residents hoping to return to their homes were kept behind police cordons. In Croydon, an entire block of buildings, including a 100-year-old family furniture business, was ablaze, sending raging flames leaping into the night sky. Just outside of Croydon's town center, hordes of looters roamed the streets unchallenged, while the smell of burning cars and buildings hung over the air. The violence first erupted on Saturday in the multi-ethnic neighborhood of Tottenham in North London. Why? After a man was shot dead by police 2 days earlier. So that's what sparked all of this. The violence of the police sparked more violence. Senseless violence. And the violence of the police was probably senseless as well. I don't know all the details of that particular case. Let's go out on a limb here and presume that the police done wrong in this case, as say so many times do. They shoot the wrong
person. It's hard
to
believe, but
they use too much force, excessive force. They're not using discretion where they should. Let's say the police did the wrong thing. Like, people are justified at being angry about what the cops did in this particular case. Does that justify setting a family furniture store on fire? Does that justify burning cars in the streets? Does that justify all of this?
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's a perfect example of why it is that violence doesn't solve the problem of the government's violence. And we talk about it all the time on Free Talk Live. People will call into the show, so we got to rise up against these government people. Got to arm up.
And look what's happening.
It's
more police violence in response.
Yeah.
You know, they've arrested 160 people now. It's not making things better.
Right. And even if more people end up getting arrested, then right, you're filling up the jails. So that's not solving a problem. You're then putting violent people in with more violent people in jail. That's not going to solve any problems. It's not going to correct anybody. And at the same time, you've got all this destruction around you. You've got the police going crazy now. I mean, when the cops get hurt, and cops are inevitably going to get hurt in some of these violent incidents, it's just going to outrage the cops even more. The cops are going to be more likely to use more force than they perhaps might have been before. Because now they feel even more justified. People are attacking them. So the cops are going to retaliate. The crowd's going to retaliate. The cops are going to retaliate. Where does it end? When does a situation like this come to a close? Is it just when people get tired and they want to go and, you know, get high or something like that? I mean, what, when have a few drinks? When does the violence in this case stop? What does it take?
I don't know.
I guess we're going to watch. We're going to find out because, I mean, half the city's on fire, it seems like. They're going down this just laundry list of places where buildings are just burning. And I'm surprised that they haven't mentioned the word anarchists in this article yet, because you know that some of these people are going to be calling themselves anarchists, right? The ones that
yeah.
are throwing flaming
it's
Molotov
cocktails.
It's
really cocktails. Unfortunate, but that's the impression a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it contributes to the notion that anarchy means chaos. It's not really what it means. It's been given that name because the government wants you to think that the sky will right. fall if there's no government. But unfortunately, they help that definition to stick when they act like this.
Well, look what's happening when there is government. You've got chaos right now. It's chaos in London. Buildings are aflame. Cars are aflame. People are in the streets. There's looting all over the place. That's chaos, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't that fit the description of chaos for most people?
Yeah.
That's awful. And the government's there. The government hasn't stopped this. They're powerless to prevent it. I mean, yeah, they've got their thugs out in the streets with their black uniforms and their clubs and their shields. They're doing what they feel like they can do, but they're the government. The government police versus a crowd of thousands of looters, a crowd of thousands of violent-minded crazies with the courage of the crowd behind them. People behave differently when there's
a
crowd.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And people behave against crowds differently. They're a lot more reluctant to move against crowds, for obvious reasons.
I mean, who wants to get their bones pulled apart by some crazy crowd that is completely unaccountable for their actions? I mean, how do you hold these people accountable? You've got 2,000 people in the streets. I mean, again, I'm speculating on this. I don't know how many people are in what streets. There are lots of people everywhere apparently doing stuff there, or in a lot of places. But you got 2,000 people in the street. Your video camera's not going to be able to pick those people out. Your security can. There's no way that you're going to know who those people are. They are effectively immune from any kind of later on prosecution. In those cases.
And that's why all the looting happens. It's
right.
opportunistic looting.
Right.
Like, oh, there's chaos. Nothing can be done about it. Who's looking at me right now grabbing this TV
set? Sure. I mean, we even saw the cops do it after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. That was a real eye-opener, I think, for some people. Watching the police go into Walmart and load up a shopping cart full of stuff and walk out the door.
Right, yeah.
Grabbing some jewelry while they're at it?
Well, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, supposedly, people say, it's supplies to help people. And I would understand if that were the case, but you could tell by some of the stuff they were taking, it was not. No.
In fact, a lot of those cops didn't even show up for their shift. They went looting rather than show up to work. And they essentially walked out of their jobs.
Yeah.
So this whole idea that, the police are going to be there when you need them is pretty fallacious. In fact, they're not even letting people into their own homes at this point. Again, this is being written tonight. This is fresh. This is going on right now over there. If you're over in the UK and you can give us the inside scoop on what's going on, sure would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But as I mentioned, it's been a frequent topic of discussion on this show because the idea of violence and the fact that it doesn't work to solve problems. It's been a frequent topic of discussion here because I used to think it would work. I come from that perspective.
A lot of libertarians think that.
I mean, it makes
sense. You just got to apply it in the right way, as long as you.
Well, look at the past. I mean, you can look at the past and say, they used violence in the revolution, and good things came out of that, and they can kind of point to areas in time where it seems like violence worked. But ultimately, it doesn't.
Well, it's you'll hear people say, for instance, that had it not been for the Civil War, slavery, that's what ended slavery.
It's
except
not true.
That everywhere else in the world, they ended it without wars.
For the most part.
And so the idea that that's the only way that slavery would have ended, or even that it would have ended as fast. It might have ended faster in a nonviolent means.
Without the 600,000 deaths or whatever it was, wasn't it about 600,000?
Oh, it was one of the most bloodiest wars in history, yeah.
So, yeah, we might have had slavery end on its own and not had to lose 500,000 people.
Yeah. And not to mention that slavery was the excuse after the fact. They just wanted to do the violence for other reasons.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More on violence up next.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the failing post office, the violence over in the UK. You, of course, can take control of these airwaves, 855-450-3. And you need to know about Bitcoin. We've been talking about possibly, you know, some other options to put your money rather than just leaving it in Federal Reserve notes. You were just reading some stunning numbers with this Bank of America situation.
Which I think, you know, the way they keep merging with everything, it literally is going to be the Bank of America.
I hope you're wrong about that, but it's a reasonable speculation.
But they are hurting big time today. Oh, my God.
Major drops in
the article
in their
can't
stock,
even keep
right?
up with the rate and the drop in the stock. It appears to me, and I'd love it if someone wants to correct me, to please call in and correct me, but it's like they wrote this article saying Bank of America stock plunges 20%, but then the chart shows 50%. So it's as if the article, you know, the article was written, you know, earlier, and then it went a lot more.
Jeez.
So I don't know. I'm curious if I'm reading this wrong.
Well, there are options for you outside of the U.S. dollar, and one of them is Bitcoin. Now, to be fair, the Bitcoin has gone down a little bit in the last few days. It's dropped below $10. It had gone as high as 30-something. It's now...
Well, it wasn't terribly long ago. It was like 30 cents.
That's true. It was maybe,
so it's corrected.
Months.
There's been corrections, and there's been things, and still...
Well, is correction even the right word for Bitcoin? I mean, I don't know.
It's an opinion. Yeah. Calling it a correction means that maybe, you know, if something shoots up very quickly, there's a sense that it's overshot, and then when it corrects back to something a little lower, that's more of an accurate market.
It's likely that it's not going to keep shooting up. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to stop at some point. And so Bitcoin's down at this point a little bit. It's down below 10 bucks. I think it was like at $8 the last time I looked. But the thing about Bitcoin is there's no time for the market to close. The Bitcoin market never closes.
Yeah, it's 24 hours a day.
Right. You know, it's going to be at a different price when you go to sleep as opposed to when you wake up.
Well, it's because what it comes down to is that it's an open currency to, you know, that anybody can offer to buy them at whatever price. You
it's
know,
operating
anyone
worldwide.
Can offer to sell them if they have some at whatever price. And if someone is willing to pay that price, so it's not like there's no single entity that's setting the price of Bitcoins. It's just
correct.
It is truly the market price based on there are people out there that are willing to sell Bitcoins for that much money, and so that's how much it will cost you to buy them. And
it's an exciting, you know. It really is an exciting new currency, and it's just completely decentralized. There is, as you pointed out, there is no Bitcoin company. It's just an idea that was essentially
created.
There are
a lot of Bitcoin companies, essentially. There are a lot that are
but there's
buying
no one
or
who
selling
originates
or
it.
Offering services. And
right. There are companies that have been created regarding the Bitcoin, using the Bitcoin, featuring the Bitcoin,
right.
But there is no Bitcoin central office. No one has.
There's not a Bitcoin authority.
Yeah, you can't target them for to take them out. In fact, that's one of the real strengths of the currency. And of course, it is anonymous and free to use and free to accept and free from inflation forever. And you can use them anywhere in the world. So learn more over at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Because one thing you can count on is that dollar that you have, those dollars, their value is not going to stay the same. It's going to go down. That's something you can
Whereas
count on.
Bitcoins are capped off. They can't inflate beyond a certain point because there is a cap on how money there can be.
Exactly. Weusecoins.org. As we continue here with your phone calls, more about violence in a little bit. But Harley's on the line in Minnesota. Harley, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, if you're looking at around the world, you see a lot of protests that are peaceful and organized. You see some that obviously are violent and have looting and that kind of thing. Looking here at the Liberty Movement, people like Ron Paul are advocating a pretty solid foreign policy. And I think a lot of peaceful methods that a lot in the Liberty Movement can agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, we saw the Tea Party get raided by the so-called Republican base. What do you think neocons like Michelle Bachmann trying to emulate, you know, Ron Paul due to the movement?
You think she's trying to emulate Ron Paul? I mean, isn't this the same woman who signed some sort of a crazy religious zealot pledge saying she wanted to, what was it, outlaw homosexuality and, like, ban pornography or something like that? I mean, I know for sure it was banning pornography, which leads me to believe she's less than friendly towards gays. She doesn't even seem to be close to Ron Paul. Are you suggesting that because she has said something about reading Mises that she's somehow pandering to the Paul supporters?
Yeah, you know, I listen to other shows, not to plug, but Hannity, just to kind of see what's going on in that side of things. And, you know, the wording she uses and the way she reaches out, it sounds like the same way that she went to the Tea Party. You know, we need to lower taxes, we need to do this. It sounds like she's doing with the
what's
Liberty
new?
Movement.
It's classic politics to do, you know, and it's... The right is notorious for trying to exploit libertarianism it's like faux libertarianism. They toss out buzzwords all the time, mm-hmm. and they really distort people's notions of what libertarians are. And that's why a lot of people have this notion of libertarians as being like ultra right wing, because they discover libertarians, the idea of libertarianism from right wingers that are misrepresenting it horribly. And so that's why it's so hard to work to dispel the notions of what libertarianism is when it's been taught to people by right wingers who are trying to exploit it.
Now, Harley, were you paying attention to the 2000 presidential campaign with George Bush?
I would have been 11.
Ah, okay. That was my way around asking you how old you were. So if you go back and you look at what George Bush's campaign was like, he sounded pretty liberty-oriented. I mean, the guy actually said he didn't want nation build.
He sounded like he had a totally non-intrusive foreign policy.
Right, he seemed peace-oriented as far as foreign policy was concerned. I remember specifically seeing a huge sign on the corner of Main Street in, Fruitville in Sarasota, where there was this humongous sign, George Bush, smaller government. I mean, the whole sales pitch was about smaller government. He was coming in after Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton, is a big government Democrat. And so, small government George Bush is going to come on in there and going to take care of things. And it's just nonsense every single time. So I'm sorry. What you've said about Michelle Bachmann or whoever these people are that are running for political office sounds like more of the same to me.
It's so empty. If I do hear any rhetoric at all that sounds like liberty, support for liberty, it's just going to sound so empty to me.
So what is your concern, that people who are already in the liberty movement are going to be somehow swayed by these folks?
Well, what's public perception going to be? I mean, do you think Ron Paul is going to do more for, say, let's apply it to the Free State Project? Would Ron Paul do more for the Free State Project than Michelle Bachmann could do against it by being neoconservative, by being, obviously not exactly what we're looking for, and having those views that we might not agree with, opportunist? Or do you think Ron Paul's strong views and principles will benefit the Free State Project more?
I find it strange that you would ask about the Free State Project. What is it?
Yeah, I think a big connection.
I mean, Ron Paul has endorsed the Free State Project, so I think that's going to do a few things for the Free State Project. I think it's likely that Ron Paul may come and speak at something like, say, the Liberty Forum in 2012. Which I know that they're planning right now. I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here in a moment, Harley, and we can continue this, because I don't know if I really understand the relevance of that question. Maybe I'm just missing an important point. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's here courtesy of his website, FlamingFreedom.com. His show is Prometheus Unchained. It's a weekly program dedicated to LGBT slanted issues. I'm still not sure how best to describe
LGBT issues from a liberty perspective.
LGBT issues from a liberty perspective.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And it is a great show, and I highly recommend everybody check it out. You don't sometimes have to be gay.
Sometimes we just get silly and talk about boys and or whatever. But mostly we do.
It's not an all-boy show,
we do
show,
make a
though.
Point to talk about, we talked about some interesting stuff, some interesting controversies around Ron Paul lately. And,
yeah, you don't have to be gay to enjoy Prometheus Unchained. And it's not an all-boys show. Sometimes Stephanie Murphy's here. Sometimes Buzz is here.
Buzz and Stephanie are our regular co-hosts on the show. So
head on over to, again, FlamingFreedom.com to get more of Dale. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Harley on the line in Minnesota. Now, Harley, you're expressing some concern about these politicians pandering to the liberty perspective using terms that, you know, that sound like, make them sound like they know a thing or two about freedom or that they care a whit about it. And you're worried about how it's going to somehow result as far as the Free State Project, I'm confused.
Well, the liberty movement in general. Let's say your typical blue dog Democrat supporter. Here's your typical Republican trying to ride the popularity of Ron Paul, who's really the leading mainstream liberty candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that can hurt their view of the liberty movement in general?
Yeah.
I
think that's what I was talking about. Is that what you're referring to? The idea that they're misrepresenting liberty? They're claiming to be a liberty person, and in fact, they're right-wing?
That's what I'm hearing. You're saying that Michelle Bachmann and these other characters getting out and talking about liberty and then imposing fascism once they get into office, you're worried that there are going to be some Democrats looking at that and saying, see, this liberty stuff isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I heard Michelle Bachmann speaking, and She basically, you know, oh, we need to watch out for our civil liberties. We need to make sure that we go back to the Constitution. You know, great job on those enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah. Oh, I totally
it's a
see
rampant problem. It happens all the time. I feel like we're constantly on the defensive to explain to people and clarify for people that libertarianism is not right wing. It is not the ultra right wing. Right wing of Republicans. That's the impression they have.
Absolutely. It is a very common impression out there is that, in fact, frequently you'll hear people say things like, well, the libertarians and conservatives, or I'm a libertarian-leaning conservative, and there's frequently the term libertarian is very closely associated with the term conservative. And I think you're right that some of what you're pointing out is contributing to that. It also doesn't help that some liberty-minded people come from the conservative viewpoint, and many of them tend to be the more active, I think, in the Libertarian Party. And so, therefore, you look at the Libertarian Party, which is kind of one of the more visible wings of the whole movement, and you see what has basically become conservatism light, which, you know, what it didn't used to be that way. The Libertarian Party was founded by principled people for the purpose of getting people educated to the ideas of liberty, but because they've been taken over by these conservative types, now you know it's been completely watered down.
And I think there's this generation, of people who are trying to play the political game and win it, and they had this impression that they're going to go in and somehow alter the message a little bit and actually win elections on any substantial scale. I mean, I'm sure that libertarians are winning very, little races here and there, but. But they have this notion that they're going to go in and change the strategy and start winning elections. You know, well, we just need to moderate our message down and we can start winning elections. I'm like, you're in a two-party system. There are two big major parties and everyone else is a joke. And that's what it's always going to be. If you ever did that, you basically would just, have that party would have to get big enough to actually just replace the other party, which, you know.
So let's move to a solution here, because what you've pointed out is you've accurately, I think, at this point, pointed out a problem, and that is that these politicians poison the liberty movement by acting like they're part of it. And, of course, we all know it's a bunch of crap, but that doesn't us knowing the truth doesn't really help, right? What the problem is that we have to counteract their misinformation somehow. And, of course, people are more likely to pay attention to these politicians than they are to you or me. So it's much more difficult for us to counteract this misinformation, which is one of the reasons why I've just given up on the Libertarian Party, for instance. Like, I quit a few years back in the 2008 campaign.
I'm always quick to point out if I ever use the word libertarian, which I tend to not use.
I try not to these days.
I'm very careful to say small L libertarian. I'm not a Libertarian Party member, but I try to say a liberty oriented person or someone who loves liberty. I say things like that as opposed to going into the political side of it.
So what can we do to, I guess, deal with this? Because, you know, you're not going to be able to convince these people to stop pandering. The politicians, you can count on them to continue doing
it's
what they're
serving
been
them well.
Yeah,
to do that.
Right. They like to people to believe that they're you know, looking at small government and oriented towards more freedom. And of course, then they get elected and they do the complete opposite of that. So how can you counteract that? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I think you guys are doing a great job in New Hampshire. Civil disobedience and, the stuff going on at Thomas Jefferson's before, the memorial, the dance party, that kind of thing, getting national light on it, I think highlights the people that are serious about it, the non-politicians, the non-politicos, opposed to the opportunists.
I don't know if I think civil disobedience is a particularly enlightening activity for people. I think that civil disobedience is something that can spark conversation that can lead to people becoming informed. I think that civil disobedience is, you know, it's essentially a spectacle. It's designed to get attention.
To be the most effective, it should garner media attention and things like that.
Right, and that media attention should interview the people involved so they can actually speak out about what their viewpoint is. If you just have civil disobedience, then it doesn't, you know, it just upsets people, and it doesn't, you know, if it's just a civil disobedience in a vacuum, there's no discussion. There has to be a discussion. It doesn't mean anything for somebody to get arrested for standing in front of a police car, for instance, like I did, without knowing why they stood in front of the police car and why it was right to stand in front of the police car. And all that happens with discussion in a lot of cases. One of the net downsides of civil disobedience is if it doesn't get that attention and there isn't that discussion, then it just seems like rabble-rousing. So it's a tough...
It's also a big price to pay for not, if you don't get something out of it.
No, there's no doubt about that. So my suggestion would be, I think you're obviously already aware of the Free State Project and the successes that we've had here, and the reason why the Free State Project is going to be a success is because of the thousands of people who really love liberty, who understand that the politicians are pandering, and who get this, you know, who understand this message. Those people can connect with everybody else. They can connect with the people who are seeing the politicians speaking, and they can tell them, well, that's BS. Well, that's nonsense. Well, here's the truth. Here's what liberty really is all about. Or, you know, to explain to folks how their lives would benefit from having more freedom. Point to real-life examples of people like Ron Paul or some of the people that maybe have been elected on a more local level in New Hampshire and show how what they're doing is actually advancing freedom. And really just it's a one-on-one personal education process that is really the only way you'll be able to combat what the mainstream media puts out there as the alleged ideas of liberty, this kind of faux liberty as Dale was talking about before. So, Harley, thanks for the call and thoughts. I appreciate it. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, Dale, can you think of any other solutions to combat what this, you know, all this misinformation by the politicos and the mainstream media?
We our own media, you know, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like this show and other shows like it is getting, you know, our own media out there, and you know, it's a constant battle to reach people, and I think that, you know, try to reach out broadly and not target too narrowly and get the message to enough people that.
Get your message out however you can. Get on the radio. Get on the television. Shoot out some YouTube videos. You know, we've got the LearnLiberty.org. We'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. Run a political campaign yourself. Get your word out and call these people onto the carpet. I think politics is a very valuable communications medium. Not so valuable at other things. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't listen. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can visit the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can edit virtually anything you see there. That's the point of a wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. And have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too darned expensive? Well, jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and their 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can go to jurisdictionary.com, download their free tools they have there for you, including their free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletter, free legal dictionary, free videos, and you can, of course, buy their course over at jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard about it on Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, our number once again, 1-855-450-FREE. Back to the riots, which are going on as we speak in England. According to the story at the AFP, there are buildings on fire in a lot of different locations. Croydon, Peckham, Lewisham, Clapham, Camden. There are looters roaming the streets all over the place. Thousands, they're saying. Hundreds of riot police have attempted to contain the violence. In some cases, these looters are completely, you know, there's no police anywhere to be seen. So the idea that the police are somehow going to put a stop to this is silly. The looters and the
odds of police actually showing up seem to be inversely proportional to the actual need for some police, the danger, exactly. I mean, the more dangerous it is, the less likely they're actually going to show up. They're more likely going to show up when they can just show up and write a ticket, get some revenue.
Well, they'll show up in mass, right? Because, again, they're bullies. The police are bullies. Yeah. And so they'll show up as a gang in their riot gear, but they're not going to spread little groups of them out in the different areas to attempt to control people. No, they're just going to focus on certain areas that they consider more valuable than others.
Yeah.
And to the rest of everybody else, well, to hell with you. Oh, wait, you can't have firearms in London. Oops. So I guess you can't defend your own store. So pretty much you're screwed. You are essentially at the mercy of the crowd if you're in England, if you're in the London area right now. If you have a business, for instance, that fortunately hasn't been torched, you haven't had somebody bust in the front window, throw in a Molotov cocktail, some of these so-called anarchists that are likely running around out there causing all this, all these problems.
Yeah.
Now, why did this happen? Well, it's allegedly because somebody got shot by some cops. Now, I'm going to jump to the conclusion and say these cops probably did the wrong thing. We've seen plenty of instances of police abuse. It wouldn't surprise me if the cops did wrong in this case. But destroying the city isn't going to solve that problem. That destroying a business, setting a 100-year-old furniture store on fire, isn't going to make the cops behave better.
Do you really think anyone thinks that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean,
they
people
just
want to
destroy
this,
things.
Yeah, so I wonder what's really at the root of this. Does it make you wonder what's really at the root of this? Do you think
good
it's
question.
Because of police? I mean, because I think, you know, there's so much going on that it feels like there's a lot of psychic negativity building up, and I don't mean that in like a magic way or anything. I just mean, you know, general collective in the media and the realization of what's going on with the economy and the way people are talking to each other. It's this negativity building up, and it just maybe you just sent it over the edge recently. You know,
no
I
doubt
think
about
maybe,
it.
People are scared and feel like nothing is stable and nothing is means
right.
You know, the stability is gone.
Yeah, and when you back the animal into a corner, then at some point it may attack, right?
Yeah.
And so people are getting pushed to the edge. And I remember there was, it was a few years back, there was a protest, I think it was like an immigration protest of some sort out in the L.A. area. And it was the video footage we were talking about at the time was the police were just coursing through this this area of this park where there were news media vans parked, and they encountered news media, and in their sweep through this area they were grabbing cameras from the cameramen. They took this, you know, $50,000 monster professional video camera out of this cameraman's hands and threw it on the ground.
Wow.
And I mean, they were just openly abusing the news media in this particular case, and it was all on camera. You know, there's a helicopter shot of this happening. So they did all these things, and they interviewed folks later. Somebody interviewed some folks with their regular video camera, I think, just asked them, you know, how they felt about what happened on that day. And there were a number of comments from folks like, you know, one of these days they're going to push and people are going to push back. One of these days they're going to push.
It's happening in parts of the country, and it's getting, yeah, it's getting worse and worse. And yeah, you're right. I think it is going to be that case.
So I think that, you know, there's no thought like, well, I'm going to set this furniture store on fire and that's going to change things. No, there's no thinking
right.
involved here. It's just animalistic, just destructive behavior. And it's horrible. It's horrible to see these things happen. And crowds encourage this kind of behavior because it makes people feel, like you were saying earlier, anonymous. They feel like they're invincible. They feel like, you know, that they're not going to be held responsible for their actions and their strength. There's certainly a strength in numbers, and people act like it. So you've got these people that maybe they've been, like you said, they've been having this anger building up, and who knows what they're angry at. They're probably angry at the police. They're angry at corporations. They're angry at businessmen. They're angry at all kinds,
you know,
of things.
A lot of anger starts out that way, very kind of hard to nail down. I think, you know, when I think about what motivated me to come and join Free State Project and things like that and to get active, a lot of that process was taking this sort of indescribable anger that started off, you know, I think very negative and not very productive, potentially leading to violence and stuff because it's so undefined and you don't know what is it that's bothering me, and defining it. And once you define it, it helps you so much to actually channel that into something useful and something
right.
productive and not something violent. And
what am I angry at? How can I solve this problem?
And I have said before that, you know, you and I, we have a better understanding of what we're upset about. We know that statism is causing all these evil things and encouraging people to be violent. And it's a violent system. And we
sure.
realize that. And I
these
think a lot
don't.
Of people, they realize it on a subconscious level, though, I think. I think they feel like they're being had. If you look at people, you know, if you look at some of the people, sort of the more traditional anarchists, and they see these big evil corporations and stuff like that, and they're looking for solutions in weird places, like they're looking for the government to solve these problems or to, you know, they see the. I feel like it's just kind of obscure. They don't quite know what they don't quite get it yet. They don't understand that there's all this aggression. There's all this violent solutions to problems, and the government is at the root of it.
And they haven't rejected the violence as their own solution.
They have not rejected it. And they certainly haven't consistently rejected it. They feel like, you know, in the most overt violence they might object to, but the more subtle violence, it's like a whole lot of threats, you know. There's all these threats, you know, so much obedience induced by constantly holding threats over people's heads, and they don't see that subtle violence.
So, like, for instance, they might not use violence in their personal life. They might not raise their hand to their children, or they might not raise their hand to their spouse, for instance.
But they'll call cops on their spouse or their children.
Or they'll throw a Molotov cocktail through an open store window or something like that. Damn those corporations! So I think you're right. There's a lot of this anger that's been repressed, that's coming out. It doesn't justify what they're doing, but it does to some extent explain it. And ultimately, the example that should be pointed out here is that this isn't helping. It doesn't help. It's not going to solve the problem. The government's not going to go away.
Yeah.
They're not going to. You can go ahead and burn down some buildings and destroy somebody's livelihood, because that's all that's happening here. You're just destroying the, you know, the lives of these business owners and what they've worked so hard to achieve. On a voluntary basis, most of them likely, on a completely consensual basis. I mean, I doubt that furniture store was too tied in with the state. Just speculating on that one. But going ahead and destroying things just takes value away from the community. It doesn't add anything
to
it.
I'm just curious, in these riots, I mean, are they being labeled as anarchists that are doing this?
I'm surprised I haven't seen the word anarchist in this particular story, but I bet you if you started looking around, I bet you'd find
it. But see, I think that's a reach to even say, you know, I really doubt that. I don't know if that has much to do. I don't know if they're even angry at the government per se. You know, I think they're just...
Well, anarchists aren't even necessarily... The people calling themselves anarchists aren't even necessarily angry at the government. In some cases they are, but in some cases just angry at
say,
the man.
Know, yeah,
you know?
Sometimes it's capitalism.
Right.
You know, capitalism is the problem, and we need, you know, governments to take over these capitalist entities, and that way it'd be by the people instead of by greed and all that stuff.
So you can go and... I'm looking here for anarchists in relation to London here, and all I'm finding is that story about the... Oh, no, London riots. Yep, here you go. London riots spreading across the city. It was the second link on Google News. A protest in London erupted in a fight between self-proclaimed anarchists and the police. First line in the story. More coming up here. That's the International Business Times, and then there's a lot more articles to follow that. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.